Oh yeah, here we go, Matthew Rayburn Show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yes, I'm Matthew Rayburn, and this is the Renewed Restoration Studios. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about the problems of the world. We're going to talk about what the solution to those problems of the world are. It's National Taffy Day. Love me some taffy. I don't have any though. I should have eaten some for the show. That's life. But you don't want to, you know, see me eat on air. You know what? Let's dance. Oh yeah. We're moving, we're grooving, we're living, we're worshiping. Ooh, ooh, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Are you doing good today? Comment down below. Let me know. I'm here to have a great time, and you are too. I'm in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good, and you are as well. Why? You're watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. You don't want to be stagnant. You want to be bold. You want to be brave. You want to move forward in the correct direction. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm so thankful that you are here. I am live on Instagram, and we'll be posting this to the other social medias later. Let's keep dancing a little bit. Okay, move your arms, loosen up a little bit. We're gonna talk about Christ, we're gonna talk about life. It's always good. It's always good. Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm in a great mood, but there's just been some really interesting things that have been happening in the world, happening around America, happening in my life, happening in your life. And they're neutral things, but sometimes it skews negative. Sometimes it goes bad, real bad, and then problems start to manifest, and you're kind of confused why, and it's baffling, and we're just trying to think of like, what's the solution? Matt, you're being too vague. I got it. War, lying politicians, drug use, depression, sexual overload, all kinds of manners of sin. Whatever is going on microly in your life personally, or whatever's happening that you can point and look at something and be like, that is bad. That is a bad problem. It all whittles down to godlessness. I know it sounds simple, and I don't mean to be glib or flippant with that statement. I mean to be poignant. I mean for it to be simple because it's so powerful, because it's so needed. Godlessness. The lying politicians. There's so much non-truth. You don't even know where to begin the argument because you don't know if your argument is based on lies or if I thought that happened and it didn't. No, that was a false flag. And no, I didn't do that, but the government did. And it gets super confusing. And you know that you're being lied to, and you get real upset and you know, in your head, and you're like, I'm a smart individual. I'm a voter. I'm a citizen. Why do I feel like I'm getting being lied to? You are being lied to. But the reason that there's so many corrupt lying politicians. Godlessness. Well, what's all this war? I mean, why are the Russians and the Ukrainians fighting like they are? Well, what's going on over there in Sudan? And there's so much war. Why is there so much suffering? Godlessness. If we had more God, if we were closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, there'd be a lot less war. There'd be a lot less fighting. We'd be at peace. So microly, if you're warring against yourself, if you're warring against your wife or your loved ones or a friend fight or whatever's going on, don't war. Get close to God. Love more. Have peace. A peace that passeth all understanding. I mean, it's like, it's powerful. It really is. So I'm thinking to myself, what about depression? Matt, do you get depressed sometimes? I don't hold on to it. I'm tempted to get depressed at times. But it's not necessarily the goal. No, you want to get out of it as quick as you can. But you see a lot of depression. You see a lot of commercials with depression medicine and with some crazy side effects. And it's super bad and probably horrible for your brain. It's godlessness. And I don't mean to be glib and flippant with it, because depression is a real thing. Anxiety is a real thing. Addiction is a real thing. These are real powerful forces that can affect your life in a negative way. Get close to God. Get as close to God as possible. He's running towards you. He's reaching out his arms. You reach out your arms to him too. So let's read a little bit. So let's read Psalm 36. You know, chapters, Psalms, Christians. Psalm 36, verses 1 through 4. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no God, there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit, and hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil, meaning he loves evil. He meaning us, he meaning we, in the sense that this individual that the psalm is describing is kind of the problem with America right now, just not thinking that God is real, thinking that there's really no consequences, looking inward and making yourself God and thinking that you're most important. And then that metastasizes into some really negative situations where, you know, porn addiction is so rampant and it's so disgusting and it's everywhere on billboards and it's on advertisements and it's on like the cookies and it's horrible. I'm thinking to myself how rampant it is, how the gender fluidity and the transgender situation that's come on, that's just godlessness. You're not God. You can't change your gender. You were born with what you got, and then that you can't change it. So, you know, you got to live with it. So what if I hate myself? That's a symptom of godlessness, because God doesn't want you to hate yourself. God created you to be alive. God created you for a purpose. He chose you to be alive. Don't disrespect God in the sense that, like, that's the whole thing. So godlessness, I don't even know who God is. I guess I'm talking to Christians right now, and I guess I'm talking to people that understand that there's a problem. But if you don't think that there's a problem, you kind of look at me like I'm a crazy person right now. God, godlessness. It's like, well, no, I'm serious. The problems of the world are caused by a lack of God. Get close to God, and you're going to have less problems. I mean, it's super simple and super powerful. Read your Bible more. Hang out with good people that are believers. Go to church. Confess, what you got going on in your life. It's really powerful. It's really serious. And it's really important that you get close to God to reduce the depression, to reduce the war, to reduce the addiction, to reduce all the bad, negative things in life. Renewed Restoration. Call Joe Parsley at 317-339-5644 for a free estimate on roofing, siding, or gutter replacement. We got this beautiful summer weather out here, and that means that summer storms are coming too. Make sure the exterior of your home is prepared and ready to go. Renewed Restoration. Call Joe Parsley at 317-339-5644. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. It's great to learn new words. It's great to expand your mind. It's great to think and be and grow neurons and synapses and have better ideas because you read a book. Read. It's real important for your brain. People don't read anymore. Okay. I mean, it's like, comment down below if you read a book. Okay. I got books. I read them. Half of them are comic books. Some of them are political books. Some of them are Bibles, different types of Bibles. Read. It's good for you. Officious. I say, right? Yeah. Officious is the word of the day. It's an adjective. It's spelled O-F-F-I-C-I-O-U-S. Officious is the word of the day. Officious typically describes a person who tends to offer unwanted advice in a way that annoys the advice recipients. Hopefully that previous segment wasn't officious. I don't mean to be annoying, and I want this information to be wanted, and I don't want the recipient to be annoyed by the unwanted advice. I don't mean to be officious. I mean to be insightful, helpful, important in your day. Whatever it is, officious is the word of the day. Once again, it's spelled O-F-F-I-C-I-O-U-S. Let's put it in a sentence. After the boss told his workers what to do, the officious assistant stepped in to micromanage. Don't be a micromanager. Don't be a hall monitor. Don't be a tattletale. Man, those aren't things. I know. I just went on a rant the other day about that. I just can't stand tattletales. Man, because you're doing bad things. No, it's not your business. Back off. We're talking about that another time. Officious. Officious is the word of the day. My goodness, it's a wonderful adjective. And I will be using it today in my vocabulary. Word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life. And it's easy to do so when you go to National Day Calendar. .com. There's actually not many of them today. There's only two that we're going to be doing today on the show. It's National Taffy Day. Do you enjoy taffy? I enjoy taffy. There are so many different types of flavors of taffy. May 23rd celebrates a mouthwatering confection on National Taffy Day. Taffy candy has been made and sold for many years and has become a favorite souvenir for many vacationers. It keeps and keeps. Doesn't really go bad. Why would they say that? Favorite souvenir of many vacationers. That means it's going to be in your bag for a long time. Not just the, it's like 2 days where you are on a 14-hour flight, depending on where you're from in the world. I'm just laughing because I don't have any taffy. And I don't plan on buying any. It's good. It's good. But anyways, let's just keep reading. Use hashtag National Taffy Day in your social media posts. Saltwater taffy was invented in 1883 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Interesting. Confectioners make this sweet treat by using boiled sugar and butter. Delicious. They stretch and pull the concoction until it is a chewy consistency that can be rolled and cut. Have you ever seen those machines? They kind of go like in between each other, and it's like, it's kind of like this, but like it's there's like whatever. It's fantastic. Look up a taffy machine, taffy pulling machine. Use hashtag National Taffy Day in your social media posts today. National Lucky Penny Day. Let's read here. On May 23rd, National Lucky Penny Day. Hopes you'll have good luck all day long. Well, there you go. Heads or tails, doesn't matter which side of your favorite penny. Matt, do you have a lucky penny? I do. It's a silver sterling penny. I think it's worth $5 because it's not made of copper or whatever the blend of metals it is for a regular penny. It's silver. It's 100% silver. I think it's from 1954. It was given to me by my grandfather, and I thoroughly enjoy that penny. And maybe it's made me lucky. Maybe I can, you know, use the lucky penny for several reasons I need to be lucky for. Wink! I mean that to be vague and open and not type of innuendo in any way. Clean up your mind. Wink. Use hashtag Lucky Penny Day in your social media post today. Years ago, a penny was able to buy something. It can't. Maybe several pennies. Anyways, today, due to inflation, the penny does not buy much of anything. The metal value and cost of minting pennies exceeds their face value. Making a penny costs more than what the penny is worth. That is a backward situation. That is a bloated government. That is a symptom of decadence right there. Many nations have stopped minting equivalent value coins, and efforts are being made to end the routine use of pennies in several countries, including the United States. That doesn't seem too lucky, but you should be using hashtag Lucky Penny Day in your social media posts today. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Our special tea.shop. Our special tea.shop can service all of your loose leaf tea needs. Matt, what are you drinking today? Caribbean Earl Grey. Oh my goodness. That's delicious tea. I love Earl Grey and I love the Caribbean. And together, this Caribbean Earl Grey is awesome. A unique twist on traditional flavors. The blend of Earl Grey has a twist of the tropics with a hint of coconut and cream. It's a perfect combination. It is a perfect combination. Black tea, coconut, blue cornflowers, natural coconut flavor, natural bergamot flavor, as well as natural cream flavor. This tea is beautiful. This tea is fantastic. Go to ourspecialtea.shop to get all of your loose leaf tea needs met. Wonderful customer service. Wonderful email response time. Ourspecialtea.shop. Caribbean Earl Grey. No, it really is great tea. Yummy, yum, yum. In my tummy, tum, tum. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at God's command, and all the stars obey. I love that song. Actually, let's do a little research on the song. So that song is a beautiful song. Yes, it's called I Sing the Mighty Power of God, but when I was reading the history of it, it was actually originally written for children, but that is exactly what it was, but it's not what it was intended for. So it's sang in big churches now, but it used to be like a little children's song. It was published in 1715 by, where's his name? Isaac Watts. And his theory was pretty interesting. To appreciate this hymn, one must be reminded of the state of Christian music during the period. Most of the songs then were a song directly from the Book of Psalms. It was more of chanting and than the scriptures than actual singing. So he thought to himself, Isaac Watts could not understand the logic of being able to pray using your own words, but being denied the chance to sing in your own words. Of course, I make up songs all the time about God, about life, about my relationship, about lamenting, about celebrating, about whatever the case may be. I make up my own lyrics all the time. So let's do it right now. Let's do it live. We're doing it live. Let me know if you know that reference. Comment down below. Lord, Father, King, how I love you. You are in my heart now. I will sing your praises all day long and hear live on Instagram for them. Maybe they can join with me in song and praise you like we should. Please fill our hearts with glory and love so we can spread your love abroad. Look at that, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Isaac Watts, he's up in heaven right now smiling. Matthew Rabin Show. Weird news. I love news and I love weird things. And together it creates one of my favorite segments of the Matthew Rabin Show. Weird news. Okay, something that's been going on for a long time, and finally it's leaking a little bit, and the little bit that they give us is enough for people to be satisfied with. Not enough for me, the Matthew Rabin Show audience as well, okay? We're smart. We think. We're critical thinkers. We critically think our way through life, okay? Headline, 2023 Bilderberg meeting underway in Lisbon. That's been happening, I think, since, well, we'll read here. This year's annual gathering of global elites known as the Bilderberg meeting commenced today in Portugal's capital city of Lisbon. Described by organizers as a forum for informal discussions about major issues. The decades-old event has long been the subject of speculation among conspiracy theorists, as each year the invitation-only get-together features an array of prominent figures from the worlds of politics, industry, finance, and academia. Although details surrounding the specific conversations that occur at the gathering are shrouded in secrecy. I wonder why. Interesting. The group behind the Bilderberg meeting does share a list of attendees as well as an outline of their annual agenda, which provides something of a glimpse into what is on the minds of the proverbial powers that be. According to a press release issued by the event organizers, this year's Bilderberg meeting will feature about 130 participants from 23 countries. Wonderful. While many of the attendees are not exactly household names to the general public, they are all considered to be experts in their respective fields or significant political figures from various nations around the world. Among the more noteworthy participants at this year's events are the current U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, former Google CEO, Eric Schmidt. Here we go, guys. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams. Why is she there? Why? Why? And intriguingly, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. Matt, did you use ChatGPT? I have. I've used the AI. To that end, the primary topic listed on the agenda for this year's Bilderberg meeting is artificial intelligence. I wonder why. This would seem to suggest that the emerging technology, which has captured the public's imagination in recent months, is also a considerable concern to the power brokers who have made their way to Lisbon for the weekend. Other areas of exploration planned for the event include China, India, Russia, Ukraine, and Europe, as well as energy transition. I wonder, come on. Fiscal challenges and transitional threats. Transitional threats. That is nice and vague, and you can put a lot of things in that. Alas, beyond these largely nondescript topics, the exact nature of the conversation will remain secret. Of course they will. Of course. known only to those in attendance, though, what comes out of these discussions will likely wind up shaping our world in ways we may never even realize. No, okay, think about this. Something surprising happens after this meeting. I'm going to assume they talked about it. I'm going to assume they planned it. I don't know. I'm just Matthew Rabin, okay? I'm just a guy on the internet talking in a microphone, praising the Lord, okay? You know what? If these people were closer to God, they wouldn't have this secret meeting. They're not full of God. They're godless. They're godless. That's why it's so weird talking about secret stuff, planning the future. You can't plan. You can't control God. You can't control me. You can't control me. No, I'm just being silly. But I'm laughing because There's so many crazy things. And when it gets a little crazy, go to God. When it gets a little too overwhelming, go to God. When you think you're being lied to, go to God. When you think that the guacamole is hitting the fan in the world, go to God. Okay, go to God. Weird news, baby. I love weird things and I love news. And that was weird. Okay, but it's so interesting. It's so complex. It's so wild. It's so I'm just thinking to myself like really weird. Bilderberg Group, baby. Weird news. Kingdom Landscape. Call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974 for a free estimate on your landscaping or hardscaping needs. Yes, I've seen his work. It's all over town. It's wonderful. It's immaculate. It's beautiful. Kingdom Landscape. Find him on Facebook. Find him on the phone at 317-296-3974. Austin Moxley. Get you a free estimate on your landscaping and hardscaping needs. Any challenge, any opportunity he's going to seize. If your yard is huge, he's got it. If your yard is bold, he's got it. I've seen some immense projects get implemented and very impressive. And yes, the customer was super impressed and went on and on about it. Giving him accolades. 317-296-3974. Kingdom Landscape. Guys, I'm so thankful that you were watching today. I'm live on Instagram right now, but I'll be posting this to other social medias. Get right with God. If you got some quarrels in your life, you've got some pain in your life, go to God. Matt, why is there so much war? Why is there so much depression? Why is there so much rampant drug use? Godlessness. Go to God. Read your Bible. He's trying to talk to you. He's reaching out his arms. Run to him. Get embraced. Let's dance. Oh. Guys, don't take yourselves too seriously, okay? God created you to have fun too, okay? Live your life. Be bold. Be brave. Don't be officious. No one wants an officious individual, okay? Don't be giving advice to somebody that doesn't want it, okay? So I didn't mean for this show to be officious. I mean for it to be insightful and needed and bold and friendly and fun and refreshing. I mean to be refreshing, like a cool glass of water on a hot day, okay? The Matthew Rayburn Show. Making a fool of myself. I don't know. Maybe it's this tea. Maybe it's this tropical Earl Grey. Caribbean Earl Grey. Well, it's delicious. The coconut with the bergamot. Yum. Guys, live your life. Be bold. Be friendly. Matthew Rayburn Show. Love you guys. Bye-bye.